How do you measure yourself with other golfers?
By height.
It's a very, very special honor.
I'm Paula Creamer, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
Well, we're waiting.
Hi, this is Martin Cove, a.k.a. John Kreese from Cobra Kai, and you're listening to Golf Talk Live.
And welcome to another edition of the 19th Hole, brought to you by Golf Talk Live. I am Alan Depew, and we are in great spirits today, not because we have beverages in our hands talking golf, but because we are on take like number five, guys. We're challenged tonight. Christian Nazemus, my co-host, joining me once again. Andrew Depew joining me once again. Guys, it's like when you get down, you get to the golf course in time and you get stuck down in the range and you forget about your tee time.
Yeah. I can't say I never forgot my tee time.
Analogy you want to go with. I've never heard that one happen before, but
it might have happened once. Just saying.
It may have happened once for you because you were probably hungover as we got to the tee time, but that's beside the point. I'm not going to go into those details with the folks here on the listening audience, but we'll leave it there.
So we are lined up for another great week of golf. World Golf Championship last week, boys. Colin Morikawa dissected Concession. I mean, it was impressive even. And now we're at Arnie's home, Bay Hill, and we're going to be chatting about that obviously later in the show, but
Speaking of Bay Hill, before we go any further, because I brought it up on the last show and I have to bring it up. Did anyone get to see the not so hot specs? If I want to be making a unpopular opinion of Rory or Ricky's shoes this year, they were not nearly to the level they have in last few years. So I just want to throw that out there. If you've seen them,
I've seen them, and Ricky should stop focusing on his outfits and start focusing on his golf game.
I was going to say, you're going right there with kicking a guy while he's down.
Listen, we don't have anything good to talk about on his game of recent. I mean, he could still wipe the floor with us, but I mean, I was expecting to be blown out of the water. These shoes year after, I mean, Christian, how many times did we in the middle of our college classes? Yes, Dad, I hate to say this, but we were on the internet in the middle of our college classes. And we were looking at Ricky Fowler's shoes because Bay Hill was up this week, and we needed to see what he was rocking. And I'm unimpressed. He has a high
expectation
with his golf shoes when he gets to this week. We hear it time after time. He loves this week. This is one of his most favorite weeks every year, other than probably the Waste Management, just because he only happens to ever win there. But, you know, I mean, I was very disappointed. I'm not going to lie.
Okay, so we've got cooking tips with Andrew. We've had now fashion with Andrew.
We got to figure out something because it's definitely not picks with Andrew because my picks are horrible and they never last.
Well, so it's not nothing. It's not your picks. It's not your putting. It's like, you know, I mean, where do we start?
I can make a great scrambled egg omelet if we want to call it even an omelet. I mean, if you want to put it out there.
A scrambled egg omelet.
Yep. Because it doesn't stay together. It's just all scrambled. It falls apart eventually.
So then it would be scrambled eggs. We're back on the cooking show.
I throw the hash browns in there. We mix it all up.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you need cooking advice, do not go to Andrew, please.
I'll bring Carly in right now, and she can attest to my cooking. The only thing I can cook is eggs and breakfast foods. That's it.
Okay. There you go.
You should go cook some for the guys this week if they aren't a Palmer Invitational.
I can't get the COVID test in time. I'm a little late on that one.
I just want to go back to one other comment about wiping the floor with. So, Ricky, Andrew says that you can wipe the floor. I'm going to say, bring it on.
You think we could beat him?
Absolutely.
You're nuts. you're nuts.
Maybe if we had a combined score of the three of us.
Are we playing a scramble? Like,
absolutely, we're playing a scramble.
Okay, we may have a chance then just because we'll hit, like, you know, Christian's tee shot every single time. You might make a putt and somehow I'll wedge something out to do something.
Kevin Na didn't want to pick up what we were throwing down. We're going for Ricky Fowler now.
Yeah, I would love that. The only tour pro I could beat right now, probably on my own ball, is Smiley Kaufman.
Come on. You can't bust on Smiley.
He's a pro? I mean, are we even going to – that guy hasn't been relevant since spring break, 2018?
Wow. We better move off this segment, boys, because somebody's going to call you out and just –
Good. They're going to beat us straight up. I'm not going to just go
sea turtle. They're going to go sea turtle low, and you guys are just going to stand after they nine hole match after they finish this off 5-4.
Again, they 1v1. Not even. I'm not even going to put that. That's why I said he'd still wipe the floor with us. They'd still wipe the floor with us no matter who it is. They're that good for a reason. I mean,
well, we still have a fourth. We can bring a fourth in. So.
I would love to find out who our fourth is, because Mike Armel's one iron can't go 185, so we got a disadvantage.
I think it's got to be Armel. It's got to be Armel.
There's no way it can be Armel.
I'm gonna throw a name out there who's been on the show too before when he's out that season. I'm gonna go out Tuck.
We'll bring all right. Tuck, talk about.
We're gonna talk about a heavy carrier.
Tuck could not deliver on Kevin Knopf for the match. So how's he going to do against Ricky?
I know. I got to text him, giving him a little beef right now. Come on. You know, he's out there scoring goals every night. But, you know, come on, dude.
Hey, that was a filthy goal. That was a filthy goal. You can't
dude, even – He is playing well.
This is not a hockey podcast, but that was – wow.
Yeah, I text him after every goal. So I'll make sure.
You're like his little fanboy.
Hey, man. Hometown's proud of him. That's all you gotta say.
Rightfully so.
All right, so, what should we get into golf podcast, gentlemen?
Okay. Sorry,
we got a good time to do that now. Absolutely.
We probably
let's get serious here, right?
Because that's the way it's gonna be tonight. And I need another beverage. That's all I'm gonna say. The ladies, let's start there.
Okay.
Second event of 2021. They are at the Drive-On Championship in Ocala, Florida, at the Golden Ocala Golf Club. And, guys, they're playing for $1.5 million this week, and this field is loaded. We've got world number one, Jin Young Ko, number two, Se-Young Kim, somebody named Korda, one of the dynamic duo ranking coming in, defending champ from last week, Nelly Korda is in the field. And that's before we get to Daniel Kang, Brooke Henderson, and Korda number two. Christian,
what's up? Yeah, I mean, when you want to talk about a stacked field, I mean, geez, I'm probably going to be tuning into this more so this week than I am actually the Arnold Palmer. I'll go back and forth, obviously, but I'm very excited for this tournament, this type of event. You know, I love watching the women play. It's so much fun. You learn a lot more watching the women play, in my opinion, for my game at least. As opposed to watching the guys on tour. But, yeah, I mean, it's going to be a stacked field. It's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And
I could say something so politically incorrect right now.
What I do?
I'm sure you probably get more benefit out of watching the ladies play than.
Look, when it comes to – I read something online a long time ago.
You're going
to
get this kid in trouble. Why you got to go there, right?
It's better to watch the women play just because watching the guys play, you're more likely to swing out of your shoes and not really understand the fundamentals of their swing, and the women don't necessarily do that. So I
actually, Christian, I completely understand. And ironically – at Eagle Ridge the other day, we were having this big conversation. If you look at women athletics, it's almost a pure form of the games. And you look at, we're going to talk hockey since we've talked, you know, invoked hockey earlier with Alex Tuck. You look at the puck movement and positioning for women on a hockey rink. You look at the golf swings. I mean, look at the videos that Mike Armel was able to provide us at Lake Nona, some of the smooth swings. I mean, Lydia Ko just stripes it, and it's effortless. And yeah, I hear what you're throwing down. Let's put it that way.
Thank you very much.
Understood. And for the listeners who are not able to see our video right now, what is that behind you?
It's a beautiful piece of art.
It's a giraffe. You look like you have giraffe ears. I'm going to put that up on social media.
Please do.
Okay. Andrew, what's your thoughts on the drive on?
Are we doing picks right now too, or are we just talking?
No, we're not.
Oh, okay. You got me confused here. All right. So, personally, I'm looking forward to watching the the dynamic duo and work. But more importantly, your favorite, Danielle Kang, looks to be in the field. I don't want to say she will be in the field because we know what happened with the Doug Gim fiasco, and apparently he didn't play. So we're gonna not say that she's officially playing until I see that she actually, you know, plays a round of golf. But
until she puts the peg in the ground on, yeah, exactly, on day number exactly. one.
If she actually gets to play, I mean, we were talking about her as being possibly the next phenom.
I'm going to stun you guys. I am still extremely high on her game. However, the Korda sisters are just
making a statement.
They are impressive.
It's hard to bet against them.
They are. I'm interested to see, though, what happens when fans start to come back. And I'll say this because with the sisters being out there,
I mean, you got to tell me where you're going on this one, because I'm not following you.
Well, so my thought process is this: like, if I'm playing with a buddy, right, that's basically a brother of mine. Like, if Christian and I are playing, I have just, and there's nobody else around watching, I'm so much more relaxed in my game. Like, I could hit the worst shot of eternity and I'll be okay. Not saying that this is happening because they're obviously professional level players, but like when I see two sisters playing together, because most of the time they're out there around the same time, they're always playing in the same fields most of the time. Like, there's just a level of confidence versus when there's fans and there's a little bit more pressure. I'm curious to see if that level of dynamic duo that we're starting to see continues, because now you're not just out there with your sister playing in the tournament. Like, now there's more people watching. Now there's some other factors that just aren't in place before.
All right, Ricky Bobby. It's not like they're being paired in the same group all the time.
They were paired in the final round. What, last week or 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. They were down at Lake Buena Vista. Yes, because they both played well and earned that spot. They weren't paired together at Lake Nona last week. It's not like it's just some regular practice round with the Korda sisters.
There's a difference. There is a major difference between if you go out on a weekday and you're practicing, you're able to stand there with your sister and be relaxed while you practice, learn the course that you're playing that week, relax. You're not focused. Like, I play my best golf when I am relaxed. That's all I'm saying. So if I'm out there and I'm practicing again with, let's say, Christian, and then I go into the tournament, I have a better confidence going into that tournament than I do if I'm out there with just, you know, week to week friends. Like,
that's, I understand you're out, you're banging around with a brother from another mother. I get it. But Christian, he's reaching here, isn't he?
Slightly reaching here. That's all I'm going to say on that comment. Slightly
believe,
reaching.
You believe here. What you want. We'll see what happens when the true return of fans.
Hey, occurs. If you're not first, you're last. All right.
Did you get the first place paycheck? No, you didn't. We have, and I will say it again, Tim Summers, if you're listening, because you are a faithful listener of ours, as you've sent me multiple messages and stuff offline. He agrees. He agrees with me on the first. If you ain't first, you're last. I guarantee you, I'll be interested to see, Tim, if you have any opinions on it, let us know. I'm sure that we'll post about, obviously, the show going live on Thursday morning. So let us know what your guys' thoughts are. I personally think it's not like it's a major advantage. I'm not saying that, like, they're going to get an entire 10 strokes advantage for doing this. But I think there is a certain level of help that you don't have when you're just relaxed and able to go out and play. It definitely helps your game. There's no question in my mind.
Okay. Put the glass down. Cut yourself off. If you want to talk about practicing the game, talk about our good friends over at Perfect Practice.
All right, fine. I'm fine right now. I have been drinking nothing but water as I get these wedding invitations put together. So if we're going to be talking about practice, though, we obviously would need to be talking about our good friends over at Perfect Practice Putting Mats. They have been helping guys like me and people out there that have horrible putting strokes like myself get better at the game of golf. And they're doing it in the best way possible by truly getting you a mat that is truly running and rolls and plays just like a green wood in the confines of your home, office, wherever you want to set it up. They have three different major, different price levels, and different sizes. They have their small version, they have their original version, and then they have the XL that goes all the way up to 15 feet. So if you're looking for a different size based off of just what works best for you, they have it all. I definitely highly recommend it. This is one of their best products that they have. They're coming out with some new ones that we are in the works of getting out as well to you guys as listeners to take your eyes on. But try our code GTL15. Again, that's GTL15 for 15% off today. They have lines on the putting mats to be able to help you work on everything that you need. It's definitely working for my game. So if it's working for me, it's got to work for people like you. So again, GTL15 for 15% off today of your purchase.
Yeah, I mean, I got to get my hands on one of these eventually, because if it helps Andrew's putting, I mean, geez, it could help anybody, honestly.
Why you got to go there? It's one thing if I bust on my putting.
Hey, I'm just saying that when we all play together, I'm just going to throw it out there. When you're not first or last, you're going to be at the bottom of your dad. I mean, you're not even going to come close to touching either your dad or myself, With how bad your putting is, your dad and I are going to be competing for who wins.
Well, my dad can't bring 90 anymore, so we're good there.
Wow.
I don't know about that one. I don't know.
Wow. Anyway, I'll tell you who is going to break 90. Probably everyone at Bay Hill this week, I would hope, is going to break 90. There's lots of conversations regarding Bay Hill. Let's dive into the most fascinating one. Okay, the most fascinating one is Bryson has claimed he's going to go for the green on number 6, 590 yards. 340 yard carry. He claims he's going to go for the green. Christian, does he?
I feel like if he's not in contention, yes, he will go for it. And if he's there on Sunday, yeah, absolutely. If he is in contention, and I mean like what I mean by in contention, if he's within 5 strokes, absolutely not. There's no shot he goes for that green, personally, right? I mean, you're talking a 340 yard carry directly over water. And if you hit it a fraction low or a fraction high, that's going not even close.
Well, he did, if you remember, did carry a 340. It wasn't on the line that he needed to be on, but he did carry a 340. I think he hit the first one maybe in the water a couple of years before he found his new found distance.
Yeah, I mean, I have no doubt in my mind that he could do it, obviously, but it's also a different story too. It's like, you look at your caddy and you're like, okay, how are we gonna play 6? If I have the lead in the tournament, if I have a lead by a shot, 2 shots, 3 shots, etc., I'm not gonna go for that green, obviously. There's no point in that, right? Bryson's got a solid enough short game where he can just hit a 3 metal up there and still make birdie or par. So there's really no, I mean, but then again though, if he's not in contention, I could see him just saying, screw it, I'm gonna go for it.
I don't disagree. I mean, I think let's put it this way. He makes the cut, but he's playing Saturday. He's in the bottom, he's down around number 60.
Yeah.
He gets to number 6. I bet he takes a cut at it.
Oh, absolutely. But I mean, then again though, the first 5 holes of his tournament or when he gets there, I believe he's starting on 10, if I'm not mistaken.
He's starting on 10, yep.
Okay, so by the time he gets to 6, if he's 5 under, do you take a crack at it in first round?
No, I don't think. I don't think he takes a crack at it until round 3 when he knows where his position, or round 4 probably, where he knows what his position is. Andrew, the real question is, and we got to go back a few years, but the infamous John Daly meltdown when he tried to carry it, does his best tin cup, pumps 5 balls in a row into the agua, and cards, I believe, was an 18.
Nice.
Is that what we're going to maybe see?
Well, I think it will be not that, because Bryson's pumping himself full of protein shakes while his Daly was probably pumping himself full of something alcoholic the night before and just probably didn't give, 2 rat's butts. But I don't see Bryson going for it. I'll be honest. I don't see he hits it so far. What's the point? To Christian's perspective, he could take I think it starts to come back in, obviously, if I remember I can't remember the length.
The horseshoe.
I can't remember the lengths, but like he could almost take it like 20 yards off the green where he's literally chipping on. And it takes, I think, 20 yards off where he can clearly carry it.
Well, for that matter, DJ could actually, if he follows that line, could have a flip wedge in almost.
Yeah. So like for me, like these guys, especially again, Christian, you mentioned, it's a great point. Like he's got such a good enough short game at this point. Like what is the purpose? If you're looking at it like, okay, maybe if I'm coming down the stretch and I'm sitting on number six and I got to make a move, maybe, but like for these guys who have wedges in their hand and they can stick it to a foot and then truly knock it in for just as basically solid of a score. I mean, even if you drive the green, what's the purpose that you're going to get? Like, are you really going to hold the green? So now if you don't even hold the green, now you're chipping on and maybe have a worse lie than you would have for hitting it.
It probably hits in one of the bunkers and they has to, you know, wedge it close, but
could hit it into the bunker and have a worse lie. So
yeah, it comes out of the bunker, knocks it up there. I mean, let's face it. The reason he does it to maybe pick up a shot, two shots on the field, but bottom line.
I think if you're making a two or a three on that. I mean, that's insane.
Well, if he makes a three on a hole that's probably a birdie hole, he's only picking up a shot, but the risk reward is. That's why he doesn't do it in round one or two. I agree with you. But let's just talk about Bay Hill, for example. Tyrrell Hatton, defending champion. He gets the honor of wearing Arnie's red sweater. Cool little tradition they do down at Bay Hill. But a radical difference this week, Christian. Let me just throw some things at you. The original design, obviously done by Dick Wilson. Arnie did the massive renovation in 2009. But it's typical of an Arnold Palmer golf course. Big wide landing areas off the tee, shocker there, and the greens are almost 1,500 square feet bigger than what they saw at concession last week. And here's the really wild thing: these things are supposedly, from what I'm hearing down there, rolling at 12 on the stem meter, so 12, 13. So big greens, fast greens. I gotta believe it favors putters.
I got to believe the favors putters as well. And also, I mean, if you do miss a green, you know, obviously your short game is going to have to play a factor and get up and down and whatnot. So I feel like whoever has the best, you know, either if it's a sand save percentage, if it's up and down, you know, whoever has that and also who putts the best this week, I mean, that's ultimately who's going to win because, I mean, it's always been known you have to putt well at Arnie's place, obviously, and you have to miss in the right spots. If you miss in the wrong spots, you could be looking at high numbers.
Yeah, without question. So, Andrew, you got any thoughts about just in overall the golf course itself?
My thought on the golf course is I think it's one of the most sought after finishing holes in probably all of golf. There's only a couple that I look forward to each year and looking to see just kind of how people play it, like. There's just some of the world's greatest shots of our generation that have been put on that hole. Even Arnie himself, while he was still alive, I remember hitting the driver that skirted all the way up there and ran on the green, you know, in his final time there. Tiger's shot. I mean, there's just countless of shots. I think it'll be a course, and that's why I got the picks that I do this week that are going to be a great putter. I think putting is going to be a phenomenal tool for these guys. I don't think it's going to be somebody that's overly long either. I think it's much more precision. It's much more, yeah, you have the big landing areas, but you got to hit it in the right areas. So I got a couple of guys that I have my eyes on this week that I'm looking forward to seeing if they can get it done.
Well, let's see what the professionals say. And the professionals I'm obviously referring to is our great friends over at Vegas Online. They have got Rory at 17-2. Followed by Victor Hovland at 12-1, Bryson at 13-1, Tyrrell Hatton to repeat at 17-1, Patrick Reed 21-1. He is also tied with Sungjae Im, also at 21-1. So those are your top five, Christian. What say you?
Yeah, I mean, Well, we want to write into picks, or you want me to talk?
Well, I just chime in on that for right now.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, obviously, you have to look at people who have good proven track records here. Rory loves his golf course. Rory loves the track. Same with Bryson. Same with Tyrrell Hatton. You know, I don't know much about, obviously, with Victor here. I think Victor's played here a few times over the last few years. So it'll be pretty interesting to see how he handles himself because he is playing really good golf right now. You know, but again, you have also guys that pop up that could be a lot higher, but have won here three times in the last 6 years, like Matt Every, for example. You know what I mean? Like, he won here numerous times in the past 5-6 seasons, and then the guy just goes away after that, you know? So it's all about what kind of guy wants to show up at the course, and it's always like that spark that kind of comes up. So, you know, I love this tournament. Again, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Andrew, anything on the odds on the
I'm not shocked. They're neither. None of those guys are my picks for this week. I'm going off the radar for both of them, for both Dark Horse and, you know, other picks. But
wow,
they're not my picks.
Wow. Phil, another Phil Mickelson in Pebble Beach, probably. Anyway, we're gonna post out on our social media the VegasOnline.com their current lines. Obviously, gamble responsibly, folks, if you do choose to partake. But I find there's a few interesting ones in there. And Andrew, I'll tell you what, you seem just like chomping at the bit. So go for it. Who's gonna get it done this weekend, Orlando?
Do you want me to do both, or do you want me to, like,
dark horse? Let's do first round picks, and then we'll do our dark horse.
Dark horse, okay. My guy to get it done, I think this is a ironically a bulldog of bulldogs. It's Kevin Kisner.
Okay, come on. Really?
That might have been worse than I'm saying Tiger's missing the cut at the Masters.
Kevin Kisner.
Where has he been this year? Has he even played?
Mm-hmm. He was playing another podcast. I mean, I do know that.
God. I haven't heard that name in a while.
Well, hey, because 20th place pays very well.
Yeah, true. Absolutely
yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Listen, you talk. Fine. What's the worst that happens? I don't get it right. Okay. No. Yeah, he's a phenomenal short game player. He's a phenomenal ball striker. He is a phenomenal putter.
All right.
He's been near the top of the leaderboards before. Especially, I believe, at this event. And
you don't have to justify.
Okay. I'm not justifying it.
Okay, good.
Believe who you
Christian,
want.
Christian,
the guys that said Ricky Fowler was going to beat Tiger at Augusta. I have no defense for anything in my picks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, my pick this week, he's played here pretty well over the last, you know, I'd say X amount of seasons. Phenomenal short game. Paul Casey is my pick.
Not going to happen either.
Who are you going to pick, Victor?
Well, I was honestly thinking about it.
That's what I was thinking too, honestly. I was like, honestly, I didn't know who I was going to say when I just kind of blurted out Paul Casey. It was either going to be Paul or Victor. So,
well, I had three names written down on this one. My chicken scratch is Victor Hovland, obviously, because he's just – I'm telling you, he's right there.
Shocking.
Mark Leishman.
Another good pick.
Very good pick. And I was going to surprise you, and it's not because we're posted a little interview on social media, but Jason Kokrak. Tony caught up to him down at the media day for the Valspar, which was this week, and it's not for that reason. I think he's quietly climbing the food chain, so to speak. I mean, he's knocking on the door for a Ryder Cup spot.
If he plays well coming down the stretch, and especially the big thing for him this year is going to be the majors. If he can kind of compete in the majors, if not win one, I mean, you never know when it comes to majors, obviously.
I agree. And so, you know what? I backed away from him last week, and I went with Tyrrell Hatton. I got to come back to Victor. I do. I have to.
You have to.
He finished second.
Real original.
Coming from the guy who's top picked five, the same four he's golfers get a top in every five. Tournament this year. He's either Justin.
Did Thomas, I pick? Wait, hold on. Hold on. Did I pick one of them this week.
I didn't say this week. I'm saying coming from the same guy who always picks the same four golfers. Well, it
wasn't always if I didn't pick him this week, did I?
All right, Andrew. We're going to lay off you about your pick so you can go with your dark horse because you seem like you got that one nailed down also.
Ian Poulter.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Enough said. Ian Poulter.
I mean, come on. Defend it. Defend it and try to defend it.
How? What do you want me to defend?
All right.
It's a dark horse pick, no?
That without question.
He currently ranks in the official world golf ranking 59th. This week he started at 61st. Last week he was 59th. I read that backwards. He ended 2020 at 48th. He's a guy, again, an older guy on tour, if we want to go that route, that has had a lot of experience. Again, I'm looking at this week as, yes, we've had the Rorys, we've had the guys, but it's also not a long ball. Like, not every guy that wins here is a long ball hitter. He's fairly decent ball striker. He's, when he gets hot with the putter, I mean, Ryder Cups have shown when he gets hot with the putter, watch out. And an Englishman won it last year. An Englishman's going to win it this year, hopefully. So,
any listeners that would like to email Andrew offline about that, feel free. Because
Ian, if you come out and win this week, I would love to sit down with you and just go to town on these two for the indecency that they're giving you right now. This man has dominated and destroyed U.S. Ryder Cup teams.
Yeah.
With some of the best names on in U.S. history.
Yep. I agree. Christian, who you got?
I don't have a comment on that pick, but are we doing it based off world ranking this week? Are we
world ranking's got to be outside. No, it's always been outside the top 40.
All right. Let me see here.
And by the way, I'm not
– 61st if you want to go with Jordan.
I'm not going with Will Zalatoris this week.
Neither am I. I wasn't going to go with Will Zalatoris either.
Jordan's outside the top 50 if you want to go with him because, you know, you're going to give me some name that's going to be –
No, I don't know. I got to look it up exactly where he is this week, but I like Cameron Tringali as my dark horse pick.
I love that. That's awesome. That's a great pick, Christian. It's amazing.
You're being so sarcastic right now, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
He's 92nd. So you're going to give me crap for the guy that's 61st, but this guy's 92nd in a world golf ranking. And you don't want to say anything.
Christian didn't give you crap. I gave you crap.
He didn't have a comment.
Yeah.
He was laughing at the pick.
Well, all right.
Yeah, laughing and saying something is two completely different things.
Yes.
I'm laughing at the giraffe ears that are coming out of the back of your head right now.
I look better than you.
Well, that's not wrong. Probably you do.
I think that's a great pick. I'm embracing it, and I wish him well. I mean, if you win with that one,
I mean,
we ought to even throw an extra stipulation into this contest that if you're outside the top 100, you should even get like triple points or something.
And I don't even like that dark horse pick, but I just kind of threw it out there. I didn't really know who I was going to go with. I had a few guys in mind. I should have just picked Ricky.
He's definitely outside the top 50. I can tell you that.
I know. I should have just picked Ricky. Unfortunately. Watch, of all weeks, I don't pick Ricky. He wins this week. Seriously.
All right, you ready for it?
I can't wait.
Give it to me.
He bounces back, puts behind the demons, and gets it done this week. Sam Burns.
I like that pick.
Right?
You guys want to?
And by the way, he's number 80. Before you look it up, he's number 80. I was also thinking about Brendan Grace.
Actually, but you're wrong, but okay, we'll go with that.
What?
He's number 78, not 80. He was 80 last week.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You misread it like I did.
Sam, my bad.
He's got a lot of history at this tournament too, and I can see him playing very well this week. Honestly,
there he just we played go. Well at Riviera. Pump each other up. Pump each other up. There you go.
Dude, I'm just saying Ian Poulter hasn't played well on the PGA Tour in the last God knows how many seasons. The dude's won like once.
He rocks on Twitter, though. I'm not going to lie.
Damn right he does. And he rocks in his outfits, too.
Listen, man. All I'm saying is
outfits.
If you could change your life with that man for one day, you would. Not even question it.
Absolutely.
You know how many Lamborghinis you get to drive in one day and Ferraris you get to drive in one day?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I go change my life with Tim Heron for a day. Let alone Ian Poulter. Of course I would.
The same.
Oh God. All right. Well, all right. We got our picks in, boys.
So picks are in. I keep saying this. I'm gonna update and put the numbers out there. I haven't done it yet. Also going up on social media, just something really cool is Armel, Mike Armel, our field reporter. Who doesn't understand technology? He came back. He uploaded or sent another video to me. What it feels like to be on the 18th green when you win a professional tournament. So look for that one on social media. That one's going to be pretty cool.
I can't wait because I'll never experience that. So I would love to look, you know, have that, you know, energy for at least the time being.
Andrew, as we approach the 18th hole, the flag stick waving gently in the breeze, Ian Poulter putting out to win. Got any final thoughts?
Fish and chips are going to reign supreme on Sunday. That's all I'm going to say.
Fish and chips. I like it. I see what you did there.
Got that one?
Yeah. See that one? Yeah.
Fish and chips. They're going to reign. Fish and chips are going to reign supreme on Sunday. And, yeah, that's all I need to say.
Christian, anything? Can you top that giraffe?
I don't think I can. I don't know. I should get. I'm gonna literally print one of these out for you guys and hand deliver it when I see you guys at Andrew's wedding. So, but no, obviously, final thoughts for me are, guys, I say it every week. Follow us on all social media accounts. You know, we love you guys' feedback. We love that you guys are coming on this journey with us. As I always say, we have a lot of great stuff planned in 2021. You know, hopefully that you guys can continue to support us. Any feedback, as I always mention too, that we can get better at, please let us know. Keep sending in some questions. We love your guys' questions. We love answering them when we can. And I hope you guys have a great week. Stay healthy, stay safe, and we'll see you guys on our next show.
I have two thoughts. Thought number one is Kent wool socks are March product of the month. I actually have a pair of them on right now. They are amazing, and perhaps that's why they are the number one brand sock on the golf tours. You've got to check them out. You can find them on our website at golftalklive.net. You can also find them on our – Christian, you got to stop with the giraffe. You can also find them on our Facebook page. They're great stuff. My other last comment is, boys, feel the burns this week. It's going to happen.
I hate you. at least make it good. I mean, what really?
That's all I got.
If you're going to go there, I mean, at least pick something that's, you know, decent. Come on.
Fish and chips.
Fish and chips are fantastic. Okay. If we're going to go back to cooking time with Andrew, fishing chips are fantastic. But if we're
chips are pretty good.
Like, come on.
Yeah, all right. Christian, my glass is empty. I need a beverage. Hit it long and straight.
Because it beats short and crooked.
Conveniently located in Harleysville, just off the Lansdale exit of the Northeast Extension, the player-friendly Mainland Golf Course offers excellent playing conditions at affordable rates. It is a perfect host site for your next corporate outing. And after each round, the golf experience at Mainland Golf Course can be enhanced by visiting the Mainland Grill, serving lunch and dinner daily. For more information, go to mainlandgolf.com. And don't forget their sister courses, Bella Vista Golf Course in Gilbertsville and Morgan Hill in Easton.